This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The federal government wants to make climate resilience Colorado's next big industry. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The National Science Foundation has announced 10 new regional innovation engines, places it plans to flood with research funding to spur economic development. A partnership between Colorado and Wyoming, one with a plan focused on climate tech. Bryn Reese, a vice chancellor with CU Boulder, says his university hopes to use the funding to develop better wildfire detection.
We can possibly prevent the spread of a wildfire before it gets out of control. And we can also understand how they move so that our responsiveness is going to be more effective.
Other research could focus on floods or drought management. The award is worth up to $160 million over the next 10 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Nearly 1,500 people changed the gender marker to X on their Colorado IDs last year. CPR's Elaine Tassie reports that's up by hundreds from the year before.
Colorado began offering the gender marker X on driver's licenses and state IDs in 2018. In 2019, the first full year of the program, just over 200 people used it. Since then, about 4,000 people have signed up to use the X instead of male or female. Only a handful of states offer that, including California, Oregon, Minnesota, Maine, and D.C. Since 2022, people have had the option to select the gender marker X on their U.S. passport as well. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
The forecast has snow for much of Colorado this weekend. That includes the Front Range and the High Country. Today, around Denver and Colorado Springs, highs will be in the 60s, just a bit cooler on the western slope. Vail reaches the 40s, plenty of sun around the state. This is CPR News and KRCC.